Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is the guy, as I told you early in the hour, Gene is the guy that we call on when we're trying to figure out how not to make too many mistakes, especially in the financial part of running our business, the diaper changing part of running a business. As I said earlier, you know, this is the part of the business, the financial, bookkeeping, accounting, banking, capital stuff that we've got to do. If you want to have the fun, if you want to do the fun stuff, the marketplace stuff, you got to make sure this stuff gets attended to. But most of us aren't good at this. Most of us aren't trained to be financial managers. And that's why we're so happy to know a guy like Gene Siciliano. He's the author of the book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Does that sound familiar to you? Let's get him in here. Gene Siciliano, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Gene's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. Gene, it's good to have you back as always. I know you work all the time. Your work is working with small businesses who are trying to get better. Maybe they're trying to save their lives. And I suspect in the last year or two, you've been doing more and more of that. What are some of the things that you're seeing out there that would be instructional, if not cautionary tales for our audience?
Well, when you put together the small business and the challenges they have with management with the thing that we now call the Great Recession, you have some unique problems arising. And one of them is that an otherwise good company may not be able to get a bank loan.
Yeah.
I got a bank loan.
That's the story of legend the last couple of years, hasn't it been?
It absolutely has been for a whole host of reasons. And some of them not the fault of the company going after the loan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could just be that the bank that they've associated with is having its own problems.
You bet. Their balance sheet could be in trouble. And sometimes when a bank's balance sheet's in trouble, the only way they can fix it is just to not make loans until some of the old loans get repaid.
Isn't it an interesting commentary that we actually need to start thinking about the health of the bank that we're doing business with? I mean, you and I mean, you know, our parents grew up in the Great Depression, and so they saw banks, a lot of bank failures. But for the most part, Gene, for the last 70, 80 years, we really haven't had to be concerned about the health of our bank. I mean, yeah, there have been banks that have closed up, but primarily it never occurred to us to wonder about the health of our bank until recently, has it been?
That's really true, yeah. And because the banking system is regulated by the federal government, and
yep,
they watch over it, and we have an insurance fund and all that kind of stuff, but the reality is at the moment, the insurance fund is just about broke.
Well, it's not, and of course, that's just for deposits. But and of course, as you say, that's the safety net the government provides for depositors. But for small businesses, our concern is not so much the deposit insurance as it is access to loans.
That's true, but they're really connected, Jim, as you know,
because you
put a deposit into your bank, and your bank lends it to me.
Yeah.
And I buy a house with it, and then if I don't make all my payments, your deposit isn't there when you go to get it out again. And so that's when they call on the insurance fund, which that makes it even worse because the bank regulators are tighter and squeakier than ever because they're trying to protect that fund.
And it may get worse, some of the new laws that they're talking about doing. But anyway, so you've been seeing, you've got clients that have had difficulty borrowing money, even though they're a good going concern, they've got a track record, and the money that they're asking for is reasonable.
Absolutely, because when I take a company to a bank, or we talk to their existing bank, we make sure that the amount of money they're asking for is reasonable, they have assets to support it, and we have a good purpose for using the money. All things you got to have. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, a company goes to a bank for a loan, and they just, all those things may be in place, but they just may not make a good impression because they can't speak the language.
They don't know how to put the package together so a banker can understand it. And not that, you know, bankers are smart, but it's not their job to make the case, is it?
That's right. That's right. They're the people you're selling to, and it may not seem like a selling relationship. We sell to our customers, and our suppliers sell to us. But you go to a bank for a bank loan or for services that are at their discretion, and you're selling. That's a sales call.
Bankers are not. I love this thing. Somebody told me once that the title of the shortest book in the world is titled "Loan Officer Courage." You've got to give a banker a reason to be courageous about your idea. If you don't, they're not going to find it on their own, folks. You've got to do that for them. Gene Siciliano is going to help us do that after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day,
welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff that we built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And in that letter, by the way, the lead article is going to be about my explanation about what's going on with the VAT, the value-added tax, and what the issues are going to be there. And I explain what it is and how it works in the article and why I think it's a bad idea. And it's going to be bad for small business. So if you've still got time to subscribe to the newsletter and get that. Gene Siciliano is with us. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And Gene's a CPA by professional education. And he helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace and solve problems. Maybe even pull their bacon out of the fire. Gene, you do that too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we do. These days, that's a big part of our business because a lot of companies have got singed bacon.
So one of the things that we've been talking about is how to get the capital that you need, and the first order of business, obviously, for most of us, is to go to the bank. And you were saying you got to make sure that your bank presentation is in a form that your banker, who's probably kind of lazy, easily frightened, you got to make sure that they can understand it. And it doesn't scare them, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. There are actually four things you can do if you're having trouble getting a bank loan approved. And the first thing, I think, is to take a look at your own financial statements and see if maybe they don't look quite as good as they did a couple of years ago. Look at things like your working capital ratios and your inventory turnovers, how you manage your checking account relationship with your bank. What are the long-term trends of your profits?
You know, most small business owners don't do any of that, right?
I know they don't. I know that.
I used to do what you do, Gene. I used to be a consultant for small business. It's amazing how many of them. I'd ask them to bring me their financials when they came in, so I could look at them. They bring me a budget, a one column budget.
Well, the reality is, if you're going to go to a bank, they deal in numbers. What a bank does is take your financial statements, they drop your numbers into a financial model, and out comes a yes or no kind of thing.
Yep.
So you got to look at the kind of things that they look at. And if they're not quite right, you got to put an action plan in place to fix them. So that's really the first thing you can do to try to get yourself dressed up so that you make a better impression with the bank.
And if you can't do it on your own, folks, get somebody to help you.
You bet. That's right.
And it might be your CPA, but it might not be your CPA.
Well, my impression would be it's probably not your CPA.
I agree.
Someone who really gets into the depth and understands your business.
Well, one of the main reasons, Gene, and I think this is important to point out, I love CPAs. I tell people, make sure you have a CPA for your business. But CPAs like to deal in the past. They don't like to deal in the future. And part of what you're going to have to do to get this loan is to forecast where you're going, aren't you?
Yep, you are.
And CPAs don't like to do that.
You need to sit down with your banker and say, look, here's what I've got. Here's where my problems are. Here's where I'm fixing them. Here's where my strengths are. What can I do so that you and I can do business together? Just sit down with them and ask them and let them tell you what they need, because very often that'll be a clue.
Right.
And, you know, if that doesn't work, try an SBA loan. You know all about these.
Yep.
The Small Business Administration
yep.
guarantees a bank that if they make a loan to you and it does, and you don't repay it, the government will repay a portion of it, which
80-90% depending on which one you get. That's exactly right.
Right.
And if you if your banker says we can't make the loan, and they don't say to you, if they don't say, why don't we see if we can get the SBA involved, that's when you say it.
That's right.
And if they won't do it, if they're not familiar with or comfortable with working with the SBA, go find a banker that is.
And that's my last tip. Go shopping for a new bank.
Yeah.
That's what you can do. And all of those things work. In fact, I've used all of those during the past year to get companies financing that their existing bank that they'd been dealing with for years said, gee, I'm sorry, we can't lend you any more money.
But don't go shopping for a new bank when you're desperate, because that won't work. That won't work.
Yeah, you got to have a
you
story.
Can
you
be
gotta
desperate.
Have your act together.
You can be desperate with an existing bank relationship a little bit. You can get, you can recover from that. But no banker will build a new relationship with you if you're desperate.
Yeah, it's true. And that's we've heard that, don't go for a loan when you need it, that old catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Funny as it sounds, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, things
review
like
those four things again quickly.
First, take a look at your own financials and see what you have to put in place to fix things that your financials show. Second, sit down with your bank and ask them what they think you need in order to get a loan with them.
Third, and then do what they say.
And do it. Absolutely.
Everything to the letter.
Yeah. Third is go for an SBA loan. And fourth, go shopping for a new bank.
Yeah. What if all that fails? What if all that fails? What do you go? Can you? Is it possible to be turned down by banks and still be attractive to investors?
Yes, it is. And actually, I'm working with a company right now where we're doing that. And typically, when that happens, the investor is not going to be an investor who's purely what we call purely financial investor. Someone who wants to invest money in a business they don't know anything about and get a nice return from it. That's typically not what you're going to look for. You want to look for someone who understands your business, who is in the industry you're in, perhaps even a supplier.
So they bring more to the table than just money.
I'm sorry?
They bring more to the table than just capital.
They do. They have a strategic interest in your business.
Contacts, expertise. Some kind of resources in addition to capital.
You may be a supplier to them. They may be a supplier to you. They may be a competitor who's looking to expand. I mean, there's a whole lot of ways to go where you can either get perhaps lending, but more likely you're looking for selling them a piece of your company.
And
what we're
doing. And the equity is important. If you at this point, the reason the way equity is beneficial is there's no cash flow required like it is with a loan. Quick break, right back with Gene Siciliano. We're going to talk more about this going for investors after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.